Charity Murphy, I am asking you to resign based on credible witness accounts as well as evidential documents for the following reasons. You testified under oath of January 13th electoral board hearing that no changes have been made to any nomination petition for the board commissioner seat open for the April 7th, 2015 election. That was a lie. You not only knew that Joe Ewing's petitions had been changed to reflect running for a two-year term instead of a four-year term, but you also instructed Janet to perform a crime of mutilation of election materials. Specifically, you instructed her to fill in blanks. Janet's handwriting is present on Jennifer Davison's nomination petitions as well as Terry Steph, Joe Ewing's, and Larry Yardis's. This was also a prohibited political activity. You also testified under oath that no one instructed you to create an affidavit for the electoral board hearing, and you did it of your own free will. I believe that to be a lie. You misused public resources to perform a prohibited political activity by speaking with Carl Weber, attorney for Jennifer Davison, Larry Yardis, and Terry Steph in the matter of petition objection on January 11th using a park cell phone. You have also misused public resources with a park attorney, Lorna Guyler, to ask questions about the petition objection, where you only had a ministerial duty as a local election official, and if you had any questions regarding those duties, you should have contacted the local election authority, who is a Clark County clerk, which would have cost the taxpayers nothing. Ron Stone, I'm asking you to resign based off of credible witness accounts for the following reasons. You misused public resources to perform a prohibited political activity by instructing Janet Moorcraft to gather documents for a campaign party on behalf of Terry Steph, Jennifer Davison, Larry Yardis, which left with less than a 48-hour notice. It was expected of her to put off her other duties in order to fulfill your request for information. Terry Steph, I'm asking you to resign based off credible witness accounts for the following reasons. Through your attorney, Carl Weber, you misused public resources to draft objections to Kansas opposing the leasing of a subdivision lot in an act of retaliation. You also allowed the misuse of public resources to gather information for your campaign party and misused public resources having Charity to research ways to remove Randy Blankenship from his duly elected seat. You even came to the office to pull Charity Murphy away from her duties to, quote, check on things at the courthouse, which was well beyond your and her duties. Joe Ewing, I'm asking you to resign based on credible witness accounts as well as evidential documents for the following reasons. You are aware that your nomination petitions were changed, yet done nothing to report the prohibited political activity, nor the mutilation of election materials. This was also a misappropriation of public resources. This is meant for Lorna, of course she's not here. I recommend, since you are the board attorney, to not advise the individual board members regarding these accusations because they are against them as individuals and it would be a misuse of public funds. Your job is to represent the taxpayers' best interests, not those interests of individual board members. I don't mean to be condescending. This statement was made to make the public aware of your duties, not to remind you of yours. I'm asking you all to save your own and the park's reputation from further damage to resign effective immediately. I don't think you're bad people, per se. However, I believe you have the mentality that you're never wrong and above reproach. I can assure you these are very serious accusations and that most carry the weight of felonies according to the law. These claims are only the tip of the iceberg as to what I've discovered. Therefore, I hope that you take my statements into serious consideration. Should you decide to resign, I will hold much respect for your choice. Should you choose to continue on, it will be a further disservice to your constituents as you swore an oath to follow the laws of the state of Illinois. Thank you for your time, and I wish you come to a decision that will enable you to walk away with a clear conscience.